So that's going to bring us to item number 10. This is discussion for possible action. Provide direction to county staff and lobbyists representing Story County regarding potential legislation related to the innovation zones and other properly related matters. County manager.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record, county manager. So I have a short kind of summary of what we have here in front of us. And then at the end of that, to seek direction from this board on how it would like to see staff and our lobbyists, look into the matters applicable to the innovation zone bill draft review. So on February 19th, the governor had dropped off a bill draft review into the legislature. And at this point, it's in the LCB, which is the Legislative Council Bureau. The drafts that we're looking at this moment have been posted online and otherwise provided, including by Blockchains LLC online. And so we're looking into the elements of what is known at this time outside of LCB. There's really four or five elements to this. And so I'm going to focus on today is one, there's a residential element to the bill draft. The residential element includes, these are generalized, a substantial housing development with various types of residences out at Painted Rock in Story County. The element includes like an urban residential center, and it has several thousand residences and really built in kind of a mixed use environment, new urban design, things like that. These are elements that are supported by our 2016 master plan, as long as they are at the Painted Rock area. And it's important to note that these would not be allowed within the boundaries of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center pursuant to the development agreement between the parties. Next is there is an urban design or a smart city or both element. And in this case, there is a rendition that has been provided that is a rough draft sketch that shows things like stainless steel and high rises and glass and lots of very modern types of designs. The overall look of this is pretty neo-traditional, probably even more new urbanism in the planning world. It's very high density, it's walkable, it's a workforce Generation Z type of residential mixed-use commercial environment. And it's really focused on kind of incubating technology and ideas and those sorts of things. We believe that this is also supported by the 2016 master plan for the Painted Rock area. These are things that master plan describes in narrative as well as illustration. There's a technology component to the BDR. Blockchains technology, cryptocurrency, and other such related elements that this city or community they want to create will integrate into every element of what's to be developed out there. We think at this point that those are good things. We know that's the future of our world, and we are certainly a county that's all about creating the future. We would just like to see that this is done within the oversight of the state and the framework that's created by agencies like taxation, as well as state recorder's offices, clerk's offices, and other locals that are involved in these types of technology uses. And then there's a fourth and last element, and this is the separatist governance element. What is proposed so far in the draft is on roughly 50,000 acres is an innovation zone that has the elements above, but then creates a phased separation from Story County to create a separate local government with its own separate elected offices, appointed offices, staff, services, et cetera. We really, at this point, find that this is not the way to create the foregoing that I just described. And it's not necessary, and these are the reasons why. The impacts to Story County would be, in essence, these things as we understand so far. This would carve out a element of or a part of Story County and create another county, in essence, if you want to create it that. We have no say in the governance that occurs in this new area that's carved out, but we're still expected to provide government services to those areas. Police and fire, management, clerk, offices, recorder, everything you can think of, we would be providing to this area in a phased approach over between, an undefined period of time up to 75 years. This type of environment really is, it's unpredictable for us in staffing and capital improvements. that we would be providing, you know, we could go from 150 staff, that includes our fire, our sheriff, everybody, to maybe 6, 7, 8, 9,000 people, like our neighboring jurisdictions, to provide these services to this area. And the way it's written so far is it's just in any given time, it could just vanish. They then assume those staff, if they one day say, well, we know we want a recorder, we want our own clerk, we want our own whatever, you name the department, yet we've had to build office space and put infrastructure and other things into housing all these people up to that point. So what happens in that case, we don't know. There's future revenues. This is very rough math. But looking at the McCarran area, that includes areas inside and outside of Tri, roughly about $8 million revenue to the county, various uses out there. Multiply that times, just being conservative, you can look at with the other industrial zone land in the county, some that's in the I-zone area being proposed, could be $48 to $64 million of future lost revenues to Story County, as these revenues under the model that's proposed would be pushed into the innovation zone. Yet we're still responsible, you know, an undetermined area to provide services to this area, but even services outside this area, as the rest of the county will also continue to grow in its various parts. And we're gonna rely on those revenue areas that we put in our master plan and our zoning partially for those reasons, so we can offset services that are gonna be provided to other places and to our people. You know, there's nothing to say in the bill that this innovation zone will stay as it is as proposed over time, especially you talk about 75 years. Who's to say that they won't purchase land or even all of Lockwood, Mark Twain, Virginia City Highlands, vacant parcels, even Virginia City, and they could potentially take the whole county. These are unknowns at this point, but it's something we need to look at. There are services to appointed board of count or board of supervisors. That we don't know at this point. Do we have to provide the salaries to these people? They're appointed by the governor. They don't have any relation to us. And they don't answer to the taxpayers and to the voters of Story County. So we're concerned as, you know, how do we assure that what goes on in this area to, this area out there is within, you know, what the interest of the people of Story County have. There is an absentee board of supervisors concern. There is 100 residents at one point mentioned that they would, at the point that they have 100 residents, that they would create their own elected board. But at this point, what are they going to live in? You know, what kind of housing are they going to live in? Is it tents? Is it, you know, temporary trailers? Is it going to be substantial housing? We don't know. What if it doesn't work? You know, what if this thing halfway through just doesn't come to fruition? What is the transition? Who takes back over this? What if the land that's taken over, you know, what if it's a super fund? What if something isn't finished? There are places across the United States, these old malls that were built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, hundreds of millions of dollars have been put into these properties to try to make them feasible and rejuvenate it. And the local jurisdictions are stuck with blighted property and trying to figure out how to deal with these. Could something like that happen, you know, in the future if something doesn't work out to fruition? There's no details and plans, you know, for these things. So at this point, this is conceptual. These are concerns, and we just want to bring them forward. And then the next one, I think, is probably more important, is that we don't really believe it's necessary to create a separatist local type of government. Story County is the poster child for this sort of thing. There is no place in Nevada that has fast permitting flexibility, nimbleness, that Story County does. We're well known for that all over the United States as well as locally. We are the innovation zone. You can, you know, if the evidence is already out there in brick and mortar. We have the Tri-Development Agreement. It was created in 2000 that stands today that protects the businesses, uses, and future of the industrial center. We have the Tri-General Improvement District that recently has been taken over by the Tri Board of Ex Officio Trustees. And that was a seamless transition and is managed properly under the right leadership with no problems. We have very generous zoning, both inside Tri-Center and outside Tri-Center. In fact, most of the updates that we've done to the zoning ordinance since I came on in 2008, and even with a planning commission, have been to deregulate, smooth out the zoning, and make it easier to build things, not the other way around. We support new urbanism, neo-traditional designs in the master plan. It's spelled out, it's illustrated, it's written in plain narrative form for anybody to be able to understand clearly. The tax improvement area for the affluent line. Look at all the moving parts that we were able to navigate to make that happen for these companies out there that are coming to try and that are out there now. SB1 with Switch and our other data centers. That was supported by Story County. We've been never obstructing these things. We've always been able to make them happen. You know, and the biggest thing here is the same treatment would happen to blockchains and the folks out there that want to build these things. It's that they're customers, they're part of our community, and we would do the same thing for them. So we told them how to do it. You know, just follow Title 17, follow Title 16. The rules are right there. We made adjustments to Title 16 within a 30-day period, I believe. It could have been 60 days because there was some little bit of challenge in how water is managed with a planned unit development. The developer came to us and said, you know, this isn't going to really work. This doesn't function properly. And we immediately made the changes with this board. That's an example of how nimble and how quick we are to make things happen, but they have to be done right. So really, as far as smart city and the rendition of the stainless steel high rise and all of this really modern stuff, we like that. We would love to see that sort of thing out in that area, even to the most extreme level of that design. In the autonomy, there's already elements in the planned unit development process for that. A potential town could be created for some, you know, local autonomy and development in an unincorporated town. A development agreement can be looked at. So I have five staff recommendations, Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind. I'll just kind of read them verbatim, and then I'm open to any discussion you want.
Sounds good, Austin.
All right, our recommendation is just this. It's really to direct staff and lobbyists is to, one, support and work with the legislature and elected officials to explore blockchains, cryptocurrency, and other such currencies. We like that. Continue to support the 2016 master plan as applicable to neo-traditional, new urbanistic design, otherwise as presented by the blockchain smart city renditions and as supported by the master plan. Number three is to oppose separatist governing control and carving up of Story County. And four is to consider government or government outreach to meaningful and authentic, and I mean those words in emphasis, discussions allowing for proper planning, proper oversight, and within existing frameworks of Nevada law or other master plan or local ordinance. And last would be to provide periodic updates to this board as more is known and potentially to make amendments to the foregoing as things come our way. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Austin. I'm going to reach out to the public first. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Mr. Chairman, it's Eileen Gay, Painted Rock Residence.
Yes, you have the floor, Eileen. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that to thank the commission for their vigilance in tracking the direction of the Innovation Zone bill that would extract a large portion of Story County here at Painted Rock. I know a lot of us will be watching and want to be involved in the process once there is a development proposed. But on the first portion of the way this looks, the innovation bill would, like I said, extract a large portion of Story County here at Painted Rock, which kind of would make us a little bitty skinny strip of Story County next to some other thing. But I look forward to seeing this move forward and having active and focused discussions about concerns once there is actually a bill proposed that can be addressed directly and looking at a development that comes up next, whether or not it's part of an innovation zone or part of our wonderful Story County. So thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Eileen. We always appreciate input. Just as a reminder, there is a 3-minute time limit for public comment. So we again will reach out. Is there anybody that has any public comment? If you've called in, *6 to unmute yourself. You can also raise your hand.
Jay, this is Nicole.
Good morning, Nicole. You have the floor.
Good morning. Just a quick question. I don't Austin, did you say that as part of our accommodation of what blockchains wants to do, that we would be accepting Bitcoin as currency?
I'll leave that to Chairman Carmona, if you would like me to discuss or answer that at now or at another time.
Go for it, Austin.
All right. I kind of a little bit more broadly is to just look at all the legislation that's being proposed in Carson City that has anything to do with those sorts of currencies and technologies, and to learn and listen and work with the elected folks and other state agencies that really manage them. And if they are proven to be the way Nevada is going, to embrace those sorts of things. This is a technologically advanced county, and we go along with that pursuant to the board's direction.
Does that answer your question, Nicole? I'll assume so. Next up, I see the sheriff has his hand raised. Sheriff Antonello, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few concerns, and some of it's already been touched on by others, but as far as law enforcement concerns, as this innovation zone creates its own forward momentum, and it's kind of concerning, and until and unless they're taking over law enforcement, that would still fall to the sheriff's office to provide those services out there. And you know, there's nothing said as far as if they start creating ordinances that aren't similar to what we have, and now we have to deal with a whole different ball of wax on that, as well as the cost of patrolling and enforcement, and concerns with the compensation, just as Nicole just brought up. You know, are we going to have to accept monopoly money for payment, or, you know, is there going to be something in place to actually pay for the services that we'll have to provide once they start going their own way? Ms. Gay just brought out a good point. We already have issues with patrolling the county and providing services because of the geographic split between the north and the south. But what I've seen so far of this, we've got businesses and residents out in Painted Rock, some of the businesses that are already in place in the industrial center have kind of become islands unto themselves, surrounded or mostly surrounded by what they envision this innovation zone, which is going to create even more issues with trying to patrol and everything. And so those are issues as sheriff. And then just as a resident of Story County and the great state of Nevada, you know, there's procedures already in place for the creation of new jurisdictions and everything. I mean, it was attempted in Bullfrog County, or creation of Bullfrog County down in the south part of Nevada. Didn't work out so well for them, but at least in that, the people of the counties affected, the people of the state of Nevada, had the ability to provide input, because that had to go before the legislature. At least the verbiage I've seen so far in this bill draft basically creates or empowers the Economic Development Board to say yay or nay whether, you know, new governments are created across the state. So that's a concerning thing, too, is the legislature abdicating their responsibility and a handpicked board of the governor deciding who gets carved up and how they get carved up. So that's my concerns.
Thank you, Sheriff. Moving on to Jennifer Agnew has her hand raised.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to repeat a whole lot, just to say that I'm very glad the commission, Austin Osborne, and all the other people that are working on finding out what this all means. I'm glad you're working on it. All the concerns that I've already heard over the last several minutes, ditto. Those, the huge questions, some of it sounds scary. The things I've seen in the draft, the drafted bill, it leaves a lot to be desired to even finalize, to answer half the questions that all of us have, that's already been addressed. please stay on top of it like you're doing. Thank you so much. The only part, and maybe I missed it, the only additional concern that I've thought of is in this smart city build out vision that they've talked about, having somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 to 15,000 new residents out here on this portion of Story County. We already have been complaining about Interstate 80. Granted, in TRI, you've got the South Connector now that goes down through the Mark Twain area and hits 50, but the impact of that number of residents, even if you say, oh, they're going to be encapsulated within their own smart city for everything, you know that's not the case. We don't have the infrastructure for the residents we have now. We've fought putting in other residential possibilities of, you know, several hundred to 1,000 or 2,000. To have 10,000 plus residents impacting us is just an additional concern on top of the couple dozen concerns we've already come up with over innovation zones. So again, I appreciate all of your work and please stay on top of it as you have been. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any more public comment regarding this item? I'm going to give it just a minute here for folks to either unmute or raise their hand. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you have anything to say?
I have quite a bit to say. It's certainly a prerogative of the chair if you want me to go first or if you'd like to speak first.
Go ahead.
All right. Normally I just kind of speak extemporaneously, but I jotted down a few notes because this is important. It's a big idea and as everyone knows, Little Story County is not a stranger to big ideas, from our Comstock roots to the impressive growth of the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. For a little place, we got a lot of big things going on. And I had hoped that we would have an official bill draft to review by this point, but I really don't feel that we can wait any longer to make our voices heard in regards to a proposal that has ramifications as significant as this one. As I'm sure you have, Chair, I've spent the last month gathering feedback from constituents and other stakeholders and listened intently to the presentation from Blockchains and their team. And I really thank everyone who sent us their thoughts. It's truly appreciated, as well as Austin and the rest of the staff who have taken time to review and weigh in on this. I particularly appreciate Ms. Gay, who's spoken at several of our meetings. Her family's likely to be affected by as much as anyone by this, being a resident out there adjacent to the area that we're talking about. You know, there's one assertion in the draft that I don't believe should go unchallenged. And that is that the draft language of the proposal says that the traditional local government model is inadequate alone to provide the flexibility and resources conducive to making the state a leader in attracting and retaining new forms and types of businesses and fostering economic development, emerging technologies and innovative industries. And Austin pointed out quite a few specific examples of how I don't believe this is true. I don't find that this assertion has merit and I don't want to speak for them, but I think that Google, Switch, Tesla, and some of the other innovative tech companies that are in our county would beg to differ as well. Somehow these emerging technologies and innovative industries have found a way to work within our local government model. And as Austin mentioned, you know, we often take heat for being too flexible or moving too fast. And that in many ways is a real innovation that's already happened here. And I would contend that Story County is probably better equipped to work at the speed of innovation than just about anyone else. So with that said, I want to be very clear about something that I feel on this. And that is that I want to see blockchains be successful in their endeavors. You know, they've invested substantially into Story County, and I'd like us to be able to welcome them and facilitate their success as a productive contributing members of our community, like we have with our other corporate citizens. I don't feel that this proposal allows us to do that. And in fact, it appears that it tries to bypass us completely. And I can't help but believe that's misguided. You know, by saddling blockchains with the duties and responsibilities of a local government, I see that as being counterproductive. It would actually lessen their chances of achieving the positive changes in the world that they seek, because they would be embarking on a massive task as developers, and they're guiding the development of a smart city and a research park, and then to be saddled with the duties of a new twist on local government and the accompanied learning curve, I don't see that necessarily as the most effective way to go. So, you know, I think that I support staff's recommendations almost to a T. I think I would like to, I'd certainly like to hear your thoughts, Mr. Chairman, but I would like to point out specifically there's a bill, SB 39, that's been introduced by the state treasurer that would lay the framework for state agencies and then us local appendages to accept stable coin for contracts and for that. I think that's something that I'd like to see the county support. I don't know if that's a separate item or if that's appertaining to this innovation zone. I find the self-governance piece a non-starter for the reasons that I've mentioned and that others have mentioned. And I think that we're equipped to provide the support that's needed there in that regard. But I would also like to make sure that we instruct staff, if it's the pleasure of the board, to reach out and really engage in some good faith discussions on both sides about how we can work together, how we can facilitate the ideas and make sure that they're good for the county. So, you know, and specifically, you know, I think if we can, just off the top of my head, I've been able to think of several different ways, and Austin mentioned some of them, that we would be able to give a level of autonomy or some extra flexibility to accomplish some of the stated goals of this innovation zone. And so I really feel like that, you know, we can explore and identify ways that we can partner with neighboring jurisdictions, with the governor, to identify more acceptable and effective ways to, as a state, make the state a leader in attracting and retaining new forms and types of businesses and fostering economic development in emerging technologies. So anyway, those are my thoughts, and I'm happy to hear your thoughts before we consider a motion.
Yep, thank you. You know, I share a lot of the thoughts that were mentioned by you, by Austin, staff, and I think it's important to point out that, you know, while we are, we've been known for our, you know, historical mining background, I think the success of the business park to date speaks volumes about what Story County is capable of handling. I think from everything that I've seen in the stuff floating around on the internet and our meeting with blockchains a few weeks ago, I see that, majority of what they want to do is I think good by the county overall. Again, like you said, there are some issues that I see that are a no-go, and that would be separating itself from Story County, and also by putting residential within the limits of the park. It's been discussed many times that the benefit of the industrial park is that there is no residential to deal with, which can create delays in approvals for other types of businesses. I would like to say it's an all welcoming business park. We obviously encourage any sort of technology. We realize it's the way to go. And again, by Google's presence, Tesla's presence, Switch's presence, and I'm sure I've missed a few other companies, my apologies, but they all believe in Story County. That's why they call this place home. And I think that Story County is very capable of serving the needs of blockchains, going forward. So they are a large landowner in the industrial park, and we'd love to see that area get developed with with all these wonderful businesses and other technology, you know, companies. But, again, a couple hard sells for me are breaking away from Story County. That creates a ton of issues. Just the fact that, residential within the confines of the park could really be a hindrance for future businesses that intend to come out here. And that's essentially my feelings. I do believe staff is on the right path. And I definitely feel comfortable with the direction that we're going to take. I would have loved to see an official bill draft, which is why I personally have felt holding off until there's something official is the best move. But time is wasting. And it's time for us to give some direction to staff. This is probably the closest we had to an official bill draft. So we'll work with this. And I think if things changed, then we will come back quickly, assess and see what's going on and maybe change a little bit of direction. So that's my take on it. If there is no other comment, I'll maybe go to public comment one more time. I did see some latecomers. So we'll go to public comment one more time and then off to you, Vice Chairman Mitchell, for a motion. So if you have any public comment regarding this item, now is your chance. Not seeing anything. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion for us?
I would be happy to, and I guess I'd ask council if it's sufficient for me to refer to the staff recommendations that Austin outlined, or if we need to repeat those or summarize them in some form.
I think we should at least summarize them.
Okay.
When we prepare the minutes, I think it'd be best to have a clear motion as to what it is we want to do.
Would it be all right if I had Austin read them again as part of the motion right now?
Sure.
All right. So I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to adopt the staff recommendations that have been presented, namely, Austin, if you would please.
I'd be happy to, Chairman Mitchell. Austin Husband for the record, County Manager. So there are five, and then here's number one, support and work with the legislature and applicable elected officials to explore blockchains, cryptocurrency, stablecoin, and other such currencies. Number two, to continue to support the 2016 master plan as applicable to neo-traditional, new urbanistic, and other such design prepared and shown by the blockchain smart city concepts. Number three, oppose separatist governing control and carving up of Story County. Number four, consider government outreach or governor outreach to meaningful and authentic discussions that are allowing for proper planning, proper oversight within the existing frameworks as provided by NRS, local code, master plan, et cetera. And number five, to periodically update the Board of County Commissioners and seek direction as more information comes and potentially as a final bill arrives.
If it's all right, I'd like to add one more, and that would be to direct staff to engage in meaningful conversations, good faith conversations with blockchains to discuss ways that we can facilitate their plans. And that's my motion.
All right, there is a motion. I will second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for everybody who chimed in public comment and staff for all their work thus far. Thank you.